Hey, it's Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. I'm in Las Vegas. The Consumer Electronics Show is just open. I want to give you a rundown of some of the cool things that I have seen so far on the first night of a press preview. And we're going to open with smart shoes and smart belts. Yes, they're smart everything, but I kind of like these shoes because they come from a French company. They have built-in sensors, and they can sense if you're going to fall down. They will send a message to friends and relatives saying, hey, Jeff has just fallen, come take care of him. And they have an interesting pricing model that I would never go for. I don't know about you. It's interesting. $35 a month or just over $400 yearly for these shoes, but you get a new pair every year. Okay, so then there's the smart belt from a company called Welt, $200. For the belt. It can also detect your potential falls by analyzing your walking patterns, and it can help keep you on track diet-wise by sending you push notifications to stand up when you've been sitting too long or to scold you for eating too much. The belt has just been released. How about a mailbox for people worried about porch thieves? Great idea. It's called the Parcel Guard. It sells for $400. It's a 40-pound slab of steel that lets the mail carrier slip in the package on top. And there's a connected camera inside that lets the consumer check in from work to confirm that the package indeed arrived and is safe. Great idea. And because when you get home, you can unlock this thing with a digital code from the app, which is all great, but this thing is a monster. It's giant. It's really big. Great idea, but way too big. You've got to have a really big house to put this on your porch. Now, you know I'm a camera geek, so there were two cameras there that I loved. Remember when we talked about Facebook's Portal video chat device that has a cool camera that can track your every move, which I loved. I just didn't like that it came from Facebook because I didn't trust it. Well, two other companies here at CES have cameras that can move all around and basically be your director for you. They track your face and they will follow your every move. And unlike the Portal, you can record stuff on it. So the $140 Pivo is a tiny device that connects to a tripod and it allows YouTubers, Instagrammers, and other content creators to shoot themselves and be followed without the need of a camera person, which is great. On the higher end, there's the Aspot. It is a $500 plus world's first AI camera. It's got 10 lenses, so it's obviously higher resolution. It has a microphone jack. It records to micro SD cards. I can't wait to play with this. The Foldimate. It's a device that automatically sorts clothes for you. Sells for $1,000. It's also mammoth. Mammoth. I can't imagine who's going to have room for this thing. But if you have $1,000, I guess you have room. Right, Michelle? That's Michelle Maltese's line, and I just want to honor her by repeating it. And finally, an airbag for cyclists. Why not, right? There's a French company that makes airbags for motorcyclists and horse riders, and now it has airbags for cyclists. It's a smart bag selling for $650 with sensors built in to know when to inflate the bag, not over bumps, but when in a real accident. Now, I'll be back on the floor Monday to see what other cool new things are awaiting you at the Consumer Electronics Show. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Thanks for listening, everybody. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, and please favorite us on Stitcher.